From the interim director of human resources relative to reclassification of existing positions, reallocations of non-represented positions, advancements within the pay range, and all revisions to executive compensation positions. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Ms. Richards.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. The Division of Human Resources is reporting two reclassifications, no advancements within the pay range, reallocations, or revisions to the ECP this cycle.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, under the reclass report, and you know, it begs the question when we talk about the annual year impact. In the county executive's office, we've got a position that is going to have an impact of over $28,000. I suspect that this was the position that was in that was on the in the budget, that kind of thing. But I guess I just wanted to clarify, when you have big numbers like that, what exactly is going on? So I thought I saw Tia in here. Oh, there she is.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors.
Good morning.
If I could clarify the question a little bit.
Well, that's a huge number that jumps out at me, okay? And so I'm assuming that you all have made arrangements so that it fits in your budget.
That is correct.
Was this the position that was at issue in the budget that Chairman Holloway brought up?
I believe that is correct.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That is something to... but it didn't... The way it looks here, it's reclassification, so... But the question was, this person was in IT, so it wasn't in the chairman's office... I should say the county executive's office, excuse me. And we got from Mr. Hare that the IT director business development position should be transferred to county executive's office. So is that what you're doing? You're transferring this person who was IT business development, who really wasn't doing those kind of duties and really was an advisor to the county, which he admitted he wanted, and the qualifications I read in this young lady were impressive. That is the situation you're saying then? So is that really a reclassification? I guess would be my first question.
Excuse me.
I have another follow-up, too.
Ms. Richards?
Supervisor Schmidt, this is a reclassification of a current vacancy within the county executive's office. It's not a transferring of one position from IMSD to the county exec's office. This is a reclass of a current vacancy in the county exec's office.
Okay, and thank you. I'm sorry. And just following up, is that I know Mr. Aldridge is leaving,
mm-hmm.
So that's the vacancy, and I guess
that is not correct.
Okay. Well, see, I have in front of me a list, and it's a little old. And I could have asked you before. I'm sorry I didn't, because I know you're there, and I know that Jeff Bentoff's been there for a while, I guess I would need a clarification. And you know. I've owned the budget. I mean, I think the county executive needs help, too, in his budget, and I voted that way. I guess I would just like to know a pecking order. I mean, who this person is again. Mr. Farley is deputy chief. I mean, who's who? I mean, I would like to get something. I think maybe the supervisors would like to see who's in what position, what your official position is. Because what it was previously, I think there have been some changes. I don't know if we've been afforded all those changes and really know who's who and how many positions there are and who's filling what position. And then this adds to the, what responsibility this person really would be as compared to Mr. Farley, as compared to you. I guess, you know, we're supposed to know about these things,
sure.
So that's why I'm asking, please.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Farley
Thank
is
you,
the
Mr.
director
Chairman.
Of administrative services, so he's not in the county executive's office. George Aldrich is the chief of staff, who is in the process of leaving right now. That position is currently going to be filled. The county executive is interviewing and talking with candidates right now. We hope to have a name to release very soon. Then we also had a position that person has transferred to BHD to do some strategic policy out there to help transition. That was Emery Boussard.
Okay.
She was previously
Deputy Chief of Staff.
I believe her title was Senior Policy Advisor.
Okay.
Jeff Bentoff is, I believe, titled Deputy Director or Deputy Chief of Staff. Myself, Director of Legislative Affairs. Thomas Harris, Director of Constituent Services. We have an Administrative Assistant. I don't know how to title people correctly versus what they are in the budget, that helps the county executive, and then we have a front desk person.
Yeah. I guess as I was asking for previously an org chart.
So the county executive is committed to maintaining his budget within the allotted 2012 salary commitment that we maintained, if that's the original question.
And then who's the young lady, the name of the young lady who will be filling this position again?
Well, I do believe Amber Maureen is.
Pardon me?
Amber Maureen.
Okay. Thank you. And the only other question I would have is when we get further reports or we get, you know, number four, when you get appointments advanced up to the pay range, we always get what the pay range is. It's been a little bugaboo of mine. Hopefully, you know, I'm not nitpicking here. I don't think it is. But I always like to see, you know, the current pay range, what that is. I thought I'd ask about that previously, that we would get, for example, what the pay range is. So when you see $28,000, you say, whoa, okay. But is $28,000 compared to what? What's the average salary or what's the pay range? I mean, I have no idea. I know anybody who does. Anybody's got all these memorized. You know, what is 913E? I mean, what's the salary range there? I'm sorry I haven't memorized these. I've never seen a sheet. Or what's 06, you know, et cetera. Okay? So I thought we were going to have those, and I would appreciate in the future then, again, that, you know, we get the pay ranges so we know what we're talking about. You know, is this the early part of the pay range? Is this a senior person being brought in, put them at the end? So that's why we get, because $28,000 is a large number when we talk about reclassification, of course. So those would be my comments, too. Thank you.
Mr. Session, can you add some clarity on the pay range?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, pay range 913E ranges from approximately $48,500 to $63,000. And pay range 902E has a minimum of $76,600 and a maximum of $115,500.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I would have a follow-up then. So this person is coming where on the salary range then? The previous, this is a filling of a vacant position, as you told us. So where is this person coming in then in the salary range? That large salary, I mean, you know, I know there are always large salary ranges.
I don't know if I know the answer to that. And I think that the question in the reclassification is to reclassify the position.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a personnel issue of where would we be hiring this person at. I believe it gives the county executive the flexibility to maintain his own staff and provide the salary which he deems appropriate within our budget without going over that budget.
Excuse me, I'm Mr. Chair, if I may.
Ms. Richards.
Thank you.
Mr. Supervisor Schmidt, currently the position is vacant. This is just to get the position in the appropriate salary grade and pay range. When we get these requests from departments, there's no incumbent in mind when the position is vacant, so we're not dealing with the actual pay range of the incumbent that's going to be filling the position. That's yet to be determined.
Thank you.
Supervisor Lipp.
Okay, I'm really frustrated, Mr. Chairman, because, I mean, on the one hand, I support the fact that the county executive should be able to hire and have the type positions that he wants in his department. On the other hand, this has been so badly handled through the budget, and it continues to be, in my impression, that we're having to try to extract the information. It's clear to me that the intent is to move the person, that this is being created for that person. Why aren't we just being upfront about it and talking about what we're trying to do here and provide the information and provide it in advance of today? And I mean, all of the things that were handled badly in the budget, we're doing again. I mean, seriously?
Well, I guess I don't believe that the county executive feels the need to share information about what he individually hires his staff for. I would hope that my salary discussion with him would be a private conversation as my manager. And this is a pay range that he would like to seek a position for. The fact that he is a qualified individual in mind, we did obviously believe that this position would be best in DAS. That didn't happen in the budget. We believe that the position in the county is needed, so we're trying to make room for that in our own budget.
Okay, well, we have a fundamental disagreement about what's the public interest or what would be public and what the duty of the county board is here. Clearly, we have a duty if it's coming before us. $28,000 is rather significant. I mean, no explanation on what the change in duties is that warrants a $28,000 increase. I don't dispute the fact that it may be a warranted thing, that this is a skill set that he needs and that even that person that he has in mind fits that bill. But why wouldn't we have a discussion about why the job is suddenly worth $28,000 more than it was for the last person? I mean, what's changed?
I think at this point, and I can understand the reasoning for the questions, but I'm concerned that we're straying away from what the actual agenda item is, which is, are we going to create this change, this reclassification or not? I mean, a whole other discussion, I think, can center around all those other types of questions, but we need to stick with the agenda, which is regarding the reclassification of this position.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'll try to redirect the question. I mean, the reason is a change in duties. Could we have an explanation of what the change in duties is that warrants a $28,000 change in salary classification?
That's appropriate, I think, yes. Ms. Richards.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Supervisor Lipscomb, the PD that was submitted to support this change in duties indicates a broader strategic planning role throughout Milwaukee County. The previous position basically supported a strategic planning role within the county exec's office. This position would be reaching out and acting as a liaison in strategic planning to departments across Milwaukee County.
How would a previous position deal with strategic planning in Milwaukee County without going beyond the county executive's office? I mean, wouldn't by definition anything that the county executive doing in regard to strategic planning be a countywide endeavor? I mean, it's not about strategically planning the county executive's office. Wasn't it about strategic planning for Milwaukee County prior?
I believe that the skill set we're looking for in the new position would be a higher level. It's been a while since I saw the job description, but I believe the job description was circulated at a prior time, whether it was in the budget discussion. Actually, I think it was at Finance Committee during the budget. I believe there is an advanced degree requirement that would elevate the capacity of the person and just the ability to have a higher level staff.
Ms. Richards, is that accurate? Are there degree requirements or
there
experience
is,
requirements that are different?
Supervisor Lipscomb, there is an advanced degree requirement, 8 to 10 years of experience in program policy and planning. Advanced skill in facilitation, team building, forging collaborative partnerships, developing and maintaining strong relationships within the community.
And Mr. Chairman, a question about when we see the change, the impact, the comparison of the pay ranges, are they compared at the lowest step or their highest step or their average, or how is that calculated?
Normally they're compared at the highest step of the pay range because that's the highest that an incumbent could escalate within that pay range. So it would be at the highest step.
because I, when I do it, at the, what I thought I heard the highest step difference was 63 for 913E and 113,500 for 902E, mm-hmm. which would be a $50,500 change. Am I misunderstanding something?
Supervisor Lipscomb, no, you're not. Within the salary range, the county executive or any department head would have the latitude to appoint an incumbent at any step. So theoretically, the incumbent could be appointed at the minimum, the mid, or the max in this case. At this point, that's not information that I have.
But in order to have calculated the $28,000 change, if the highest step of the former position was 63,000, then doesn't this assume a doesn't that then assume where the placement is on this one, and that it's not, it's basically saying that it's not going to be at the high range of that. Of the new pay range.
The $28,000 in this case is based on the first step of the new salary grade from 913. And, the difference between the first step of 913 and of salary grade 902E in this case. So that's the minimum in terms of a pay increase that the incumbent could potentially receive.
Okay. I think that's illuminating.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 4.